Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Crop insurance can be a tricky thing for farmers, and alternatives can offer additional protection. UNL Agriculture Economics Associate Professor Corey Walters explains how microcaptives might be a good benefit for producers to consider.
A microcaptive corresponds to an insurance company that is entirely owned and operated by the insured. So effectively, you would create your own insurance company and you would operate that thing as if it was an insurance company. So you'd form an entirely new business. So why would a farm consider one? Well, there's a lot of benefits with these things. The first one is you do, of course, get to insure risks from the farm business, and you also get to insure risks from what could be considered excessively priced or poorly designed insurance products that are open on the commercial market. You also get financial gain from underwriting gains. That's where you take in more in premiums than you pay out in indemnities. And those premiums that you pay to your insurance company are untaxed, and then the underwriting gains also accrue untaxed. So the microcaptive will enter a strategy where the producer is thinking about long-term wealth. And to obtain long-term wealth in agriculture, you of course need farm profits, but you also have to survive risks that may or may not happen between now and some point into the future. And as we've watched insurance rates, premiums, coverage, all these sort of things change, generally go up on the premiums and down on the coverage, farmers are left holding more of the stick of exposure. That is where a captive can come in and say, hey, I'm a tool that you can use to help you survive the risks, but at the same time, allow you to have those premiums there in the future that would get back added back into your wealth at some point in the future. So it gives you more control of your money. You, again, can improve your wealth position in the future if you manage this right. And you can also insure risks that you may not be able to insure at all, or the premiums are just so expensive that you think you can do it cheaper. And so going down the crop insurance side, we have that directly. Then we link it over to the SCO, ECO, in the sense of you still have your regular multi-peril policy, your underlying policy, let's say 75, 70% coverage level. Now farmers are facing this opportunity, to buy up at these SCO, ECO policies. But in doing that, you also go to the county yield. So under the captive idea, you would stick to your same farm yields. So you're not subject to the county. Because when you move off to the county, it may not follow you. So you could have a problem and the county doesn't, you don't get paid, or you don't have a problem, the county does, and you get paid. Probably a lot of people wouldn't really complain about that side, but the insurance is not linked directly to you. So on the captive side, you write a policy, for some part of that deductible that SCO, ECO was picking you up, and then you write a check to yourself. And as we know in insurance, you don't get a payment every year. So you get to keep those premiums from that going into the future, whereas if you just go out and buy SCO, ECO, that premium you're paying is gone for sure, and you don't know what will come back out of that until you see the end of the year of where, let's say, under revenue protection, you got to see where revenue comes out at the county level.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from the FarmCast podcast. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.